the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Hey, I don't have any topics today, so let's just get out of here.
Just fucking leave. Just whatever. Out of here early. You know what I was thinking about, though? Would it be illegal to make commercials just for your favorite products? Like, you're not bad-mouthing them. They're my favorite product. So let's do a commercial for Pepsi.
Plus, if you use trademarks for their intended purposes, they can't say anything about it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Couldn't we just start?
That's like when you have a football movie, they sometimes use, like that show Ballers on HBO would use NFL logos and stuff, but that's because they're using it in the context of football, which means it's using for its intended purpose.
Yeah.
Like, so you're not stealing. You're not putting a Miami Dolphins logo on your yogurt or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking, let's, on YouTube, just make a whole bunch of commercials for all of our favorite shit. We're doing McDonald's commercials, and it's like a commercial for Target.
Can we do a McDonald's commercial where we're like super handsome and good looking, and we have like these hot chicks with us, and we're all like, you know, hanging out at McDonald's, having a good time. We have a witty guy, and
well, normally they have the racially diverse.
Oh yeah, very diverse crowd at McDonald's.
And all those McDonald's commercials. Everyone, you have a white friend, a black friend, an Asian friend, and a Hispanic friend, and they all hang out. That's our group.
Yep.
We're close.
And you got like a sheik.
Yeah, how come they never have that? They don't have all the bases covered.
What are those Indian guys called with the headdress? I forget their names. Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
They're always getting in trouble, even though they're not Muslim.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, you look a little too foreign for me. I don't know. Yeah. You're going to have to step out of the line, sir. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, McDonald's is great that way. When you go there, there's, you know, a few slow adults, an old guy, some white trash family with their kids. You know, it's not that great.
Yeah, I don't want to eat inside fast food. I hit up the drive-thru.
I'm a horrible person because I'll walk in. I walked into a Tim Hortons the other day, and there was some scummy-looking guy, and I was like, I don't want to see you. Stay home.
That's why you just go to drive-thru.
Like, he was just an old man. And he looked all disheveled and gross. I was like,
You're angry at him? Leave him a fucking alone.
And being fairly poor, you got to put up with, like super rich people never have to put up with, like, the lowlifes of society, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're inconvenienced when they're walking to their fancy limo or something. They might see a low life standard.
Maybe, depending on where they are, possibly.
But, you know, when you're in the middle to lower middle class,
yeah,
you're going to...
Middle, I wish.
You're going to go into a Walmart or some grocery store, and you're going to see, like, the lower... The filth of society standing around.
You know, I complain about that all the time. I'm at a store, and there's just the person in front of me is either literally doing the thing where they count out change on the counter.
Oh, that's always
fun. Or that you hear the... Because they're like scraping the nickels and pennies all around.
Hey, we've all done that.
Yeah, I know, but... Again, I don't want to see it. Or, not that long ago, I had to witness the oh-so-embarrassing part of the guy's cashing out, and the register person says, "All right, that'll be 1922." And the guy's like,
"Good year."
No, he says, "Oh, try taking that one. Put that one back. You know, he's making the deductions. He's putting stuff back.
At least he
back.
Didn't get to the declined credit card.
No, he was using cash, and he was trying to like, okay, take that.
What's worse, the declined credit card or not having enough cash?
The cash thing is worse.
Because a credit card, you could say, must be a glitch.
Yeah, because...
But they're going to think you don't have money.
They're going to think that I was declined because I'm broke, but it's happened before where it's declined, but I don't know, maybe I just didn't swipe it right.
Yeah.
Because that's happened to me before. I'm like, what the fuck? Why
didn't
this work?
The connection just fails in the middle. And
listen, there could be another explanation. Now, listen, you don't have enough fucking money. You don't have enough fucking money. Yeah. If there's cash, that's just it. And then that's pretty sad. And you're just standing there watching this, and you can tell the guy's fucking ashamed. It's not pretty.
Yeah. They should use your old bit and kidnap themselves for ransom. Remember that bit you said?
I did.
We will return your son if you pay his Visa bill.
That's good. I used to use that bit when I was when you quit comedy and I started doing it.
Yeah, you use a lot of my bits.
Yeah.
Some of them still hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that's why I kind of stopped doing comedy, because I couldn't, like, for myself, I couldn't think of enough groundbreaking stuff.
Well, yeah, because listen, you're up there. You want all your shit to be winners.
Yeah,
well,
like,
you want less filler.
I do think I want it to be, like, really great.
You want all the meat. I want the filler.
I want it to be a hush, like, not a hush, but like a hum in the crowd when I get off. It's like, oh my God, that guy was so good. Yeah, they're all singing.
Once there was this boy.
I love that song.
Thought he was funnier than everyone in the room. So he went up there and nobody laughed.
Yeah, that's about it.
What do you mean you're not laughing at my joke? I'm funnier than all these fuckers.
Hey, you know what? Whenever you decide to go back up and do stand-up, you know what? Well, I'll come up with some shit, too, to give you.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of material in the show we could use, but it's hard to...
It's
hard to put it in context of a stand-up.
It's hard to find, because when you're doing stand-up, to make a really good set, you need the proper flow.
Yeah.
I'm going to start here, and I'm going to end here, and there's going to be good transitions between everything in between.
Unless you're Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. I mean, that might just be your style, where you're all over the place, sure. But for the most part, you know, you have like a kind of standard thing.
The advice,
and we have all these bits, though, but it's hard, like you said, it's hard to,
and
like,
sometimes it'll take too long to set up.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we have to boil it down to its kind of its essence, and now we have to fit it into this kind of format.
It's hard. Comments about one of Kimmy's videos, we totally out of context.
Well, that, yeah.
Like, oh man, you know, she's got to move back in with her parents. Like, what is this guy talking about? I should just do a word for word description of, yeah, like, our commentary of a video, but not mention what the video is. That'd be good.
Yeah, be funny. Again, though, I don't want to fucking do it. All these fucking kids thinking they're hot shit. Mm-hmm. Not dealing with them.
Yeah, there's always some young hotshot kid.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's our show. Who's out there for anything. It's like, man, that just annoys me.
Yeah.
You know,
some young punk, he thinks he's the top over there.
I can barely put up with it now, but when you're 67, 87, whatever, you know,
yeah,
you're 67, 80s, how do you put up with young people existing?
Like, why don't you jump over the 70s? You said 67, 80s.
Whatever. But how do you put up with young people existing? Like,
they must be so fucking annoyed with kids.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're an 85-year-old man and you see, you're like at the store shopping and you see a 15-year-old.
Number one, hot chicks don't get, you're an old fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You're someone's grandpa. You know, you're not, you know.
You're not a sexual being
unless
anymore.
You're a billionaire, you're not, there's nothing attractive about
isn't
you.
Isn't that depressing that at some point you stop becoming a sexual being?
I think it already happened. I don't think it ever happened.
Don't think you ever was one. Were one.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be depressing.
It's going, like, to be depressing.
No one's going to look at you.
Not will. It's going to. Unless
maybe
you luck out and you die soon.
Well, no. I mean, I was going to say maybe women your age, but mostly I think they kind of give up on sex a lot of the time anyway, so you're just
that's not real. That's like a falsehood, because they say that there's tons
in the
sex
nursing
going,
homes
there's
yeah
tons of sex.
There's a lot
and
going
think
on.
About I don't think people just become more conservative when they get old, maybe a little bit, but for the most part that's just the way they were when they were younger.
Yeah,
like, I don't think my grandma changed, you know. She was dead for that person when she was 25.
Yeah.
So, therefore, when we're old, all the people, you know, who are now...
Oh, we're going to be doing so much fucking.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I might... Listen.
Can't wait to be a widow.
I might not.
A widower, I should say.
I might not even want to stay in my own home. You know, a lot of older people, they're trying to stay in their home and stay out of the nursing home. They want to stay independent. You might not want to.
You can hold court in the common area.
I want to get some fucking action. I want to live in a nursing home.
Think about us in a nursing home. We go to the common area and we start performing.
Everyone, they all gather.
Where are they going to go? They can't go anywhere.
Are you talking about now or when we're old?
We should do it now, too.
Oh, okay.
I guarantee we could call up some nursing homes and say we'll perform.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we'd perform.
The thing is, we... listen, we're not their contemporaries.
Hey, listen, a lot of, you know, 1960s hippies are in their 70s now. Give it another 5-10 years, they're in their 80s at the nursing home. They're pretty open-minded.
Yeah, true, true. We would really have to change our act, though, to make it, you know, I don't even know what we'd make it. That'd be tricky.
If someone's offered us $1 million to do a totally clean show, do you think you could pull it off?
For $1 million? I'll fucking...
I didn't say if you do it. I said, could you pull it off where it's an entertaining show?
We can think of something. Sure. My mind doesn't usually go clean, but we'd figure something out.
Do you ever say funny shit around your mom?
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge.
You never make her laugh, huh?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Do you make your mom laugh?
Yeah,
is it tickling her?
I goof on her sometimes. I give her a roast. We have family roasts.
Oh, it's like, look at you, you fucking...
Well, mom's here. Look at her. I'm not a very good roaster, actually.
I could rip somebody a new asshole. That's different from a good-natured roast. I could tear you apart. That's easy. I could hurt you, like, real. I could make you cry.
Hey, what's that smell? Oh, mom must be here.
Shit herself again. Oh, boy, runs in the family.
Yep.
Yeah, that's easy. Hurting people is easy. But doing it in a
fun
way...
Hey, look, there's Dad's gut. He'll be here in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, speaking of kidnapping, what if you found... Here's what I asked Mark. What if all of a sudden you found out, whatever... I don't know how you found out, but maybe they told you...
Who told you?
That your parents are kidnappers... They're not really your parents, but they kidnapped you when you were a baby.
Yeah, you hear like about that sometimes.
You were at the store with your real parents, and they just came by and swiped you and ran off.
Isn't that weird how you hear about that sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, some kid's like 18, and then he finds out that he was kidnapped when he was like 2, and he's been living with his kidnappers, and those are just... That's the thing. Those are your parents.
They're nice people.
Probably not, though. No. They're not. You had a weird childhood.
You think so?
Because normal people don't go around kidnapping kids.
Well,
crazy people
in your
do.
World, no one's normal.
No.
Come on. Crazy? Normalcy is subjective.
It actually isn't.
And it kind of is.
In a way, yes, but in a way, no.
Well, overall, you have overall the average. That's what, how normalcy is, the average of society.
Yes.
If the
that's
majority,
what that's what I'm talking
if
about.
If the majority of people walk around in clothes...
That's normal.
Yeah, but if I go out nude, people think, well, that guy's nude. But if everyone's nude...
No, but if you...
And I go out in clothes, like, why are you all covered up?
Well, yes, exactly, but that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that normal.
There was...
But with the kidnapping thing, you had a weird childhood... You're a little screwed up because your parents are fucking nuts. But let's just assume they were nice people, which is, you know,
unlikely.
Insane. Yeah.
Either way.
Those are your parents.
What? Yeah. Are you not talking to them anymore?
No, you probably still are. Like, you'd want to meet your actual parents. But the thing is.
But why? For
well,
what?
Wait a minute. Maybe you wouldn't. Because do you want your parents to go to fucking jail for kidnapping? Unless the statute of limitations is up. But
I don't
who
know
knows what that is for kidnapping.
You're an adult now? Did you find out when you're an adult? Can you just, like, not press charges? I don't know.
It's not up to you.
Yeah, it is.
Kids don't...
You're an adult now.
Yeah, but it happened to your parents. Their kid was taken.
You know, we should look up some... There's these cases. What happens? Do they get arrested or are they
just
let go?
Yeah, what's the statute of... Listen, the only thing that does not have a statute of limitations is murder. So everything else... If you kidnapped a kid when he was 2 and now he's 18, that's 16 years. That could be long
gone. And if
gone.
You're an adult, can you, like... even though any crime, the prosecution can still technically, you know, pursue it.
Try and prosecute you?
But a lot of times they won't if the person doesn't press charges because they're not cooperating.
Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah.
But, like, again, let's... If there's a chance that my parents can go to jail... I guess I'm not going to say anything about it.
Wouldn't they be pretty angry that they kidnapped you?
I guess. But still, as I said...
your siblings are kidnapped some other people.
It was weird because, like, one of my brothers is black, my sister's Asian, and they never said they adopted anyone. I don't know.
My other brother is actually a chimpanzee. They stole him from the zoo.
Yeah.
We just believe that's... Yeah. Listen, your brother's a little slow.
My uncle's a parrot. So, I don't know. We have an eclectic family.
Mm-hmm. My father's just a mannequin that they stole from Sears. He's wearing whatever hot outfit was out in 1987.
He's wearing a cardigan, yeah, some slacks, some hagger, wrinkle-free
slacks.
His arm
fell off. We lost it during a move. But.
Yeah. It was hard on the family now that, because, you know, he needed assistive devices just to get around, you know, being a... short an arm.
Yeah, but. And he would never sit down and watch TV with us. He'd always just stand.
He was a very strict father. He would just always stare at you. Just stand over your bed and just look.
His weird eyes that didn't really... He didn't even have a face.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom says that... Well, he was a war veteran, and I think that's because of Agent Orange. That's what did
that.
You
think about it, though, some of those mannequins have heads, some don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how do you...
Because some of them, they wear a hat, too.
But how do you decide, like, or who decides? We need mannequins for our store. Give me the ones with no heads.
I looked up, I wanted to buy a used mannequin so I could just put clothes on and make it be funny to have some mannequin around.
Ooh, or...
But they were, like, really expensive on eBay.
Like, man, I could make a mannequin for less, probably.
Maybe. You need that. I want to store one, though, because where you can do this for arm poses.
No, but wouldn't it be awesome to have a mannequin? Not for gags.
But for fucking.
No. Oh. I mean, you could if you want. I don't know how you figure that
some
out.
Some of those mannequins are pretty... They're well endowed, some of those mannequins.
Yeah, they have nice shape. Mm-hmm. But... just to see what your outfit's going to look like.
Yeah.
You dress it up, and you know, you walk, you look at it from behind, like, yeah, I don't think so. Let me put on a different shirt.
You can make a museum, like, this is what I wore on the day. I don't
know. No, I don't.
Like, this is what Mark wore.
The history of Mark Museum.
Yeah. It's what I wore on the first day of school, you little kid mannequins.
This is what I wore when I took...
It would be great to, if you were like a crazy, you're rich, but not famous, but rich, and you just put together your own museum.
Yeah. That sounds like
maybe,
fun.
Maybe just now we could do it. Like, hey, come down to the basement. I want to show you something. Like, what is it? It's the mark. He's like, you have a... It's like in Back to the Future.
You're a stalker.
There's a screen with a historian talking about you. And in 1985, Mark...
The history of Mark. He, in 1985, he went to kindergarten.
So there's your first bike behind ropes and all your outfits. Be pretty good.
This is the Band-Aid from when he skinned his knee. Mm-hmm. You can see there's a little bit of blood on it. How did you get all this
here's
stuff?
Here's his dog. Here's his puppy, Dino, all stuffed. Somehow we got a hold of his puppy.
Yeah. We have a dedicated staff, and they're all over the city finding stuff. Going through the dump, going through all the records.
Here's a recreation of Mark's bedroom when he was six. There's that's the original, believe it or not, that's the original bed and bed sheets. You can see He-Man on
it. Hey, what's the difference of spelling between a recreation and recreation?
I don't know.
It almost seems like the same word, doesn't it?
Is it spelled the same?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah. Recreation. Recreation.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
Is it one of those words that it has two different pronunciations, but it's spelled the same way?
No, but I think recreation has the hyphen.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think it does. It's got the hyphen.
But it's spelled the same way, just with a hyphen?
No, it's not. Recreation.
Yeah, you have to figure that out for me. I bet there's like an extra E somewhere. I don't know why I repeated myself. I said somewhere.
Let's see. Recreation, R-E-C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N. Recreation, R-E-C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N. Same word.
What? Man, this fucking lazy-ass English language. Recreation, recreation. Same fucking word?
Recreation, activity done for an enjoyment when one is not working.
Okay.
Recreation, or recreation again, the action process for creating something again.
Also recreation.
Yeah.
Okay, anytime I see the word recreation, I'm going to say recreation.
I like to relax for recreation.
What do you do for recreation?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's strange.
Oh, or I'm going to say recreate. listen, I'm going to recreate the original Back to the Future DeLorean.
That's good.
I'm going to recreate it.
Well, you're recreating it for recreation.
What?
I'm recreationing for recreation. Wait, no.
Swap them out.
I'm recreation for recreation. I can't even.
I know. It's hard.
I fucked it up now.
I know. It's okay. You know what I was thinking about? How.
You know, I never know what you were thinking about? You've asked that every episode, pretty much. I've never known. It'd be great if I. Yes, I do. And I just.
And
say,
you just name it.
Yeah, I verbatim.
Like, holy shit. How'd you know that?
I was thinking, you know what I need is a stripper smock.
The thing is, I come up with some out there shit, and if you just guessed it out of nowhere, I'd be really impressed.
Uh-huh. Like, well, I hacked into your phone and saw your notes.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, I'd be impressed you were a hacker, which I don't know anymore.
I wish I was.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool if you're a real hacker?
Because sometimes I get really annoyed with, like, there are certain commenters on websites, and they always comment and they're assholes. I'm like, I wish I had the ability to find that guy and to show up and see what this guy looks like.
Yeah, if you were a hacker, I'd hack into his computer and look at his webcam and just stare at him. It's like, that asshole. All right.
Go beat him up. Oh, you're a tough guy now, huh?
Well, you're not a tough guy at any point, so.
But I don't know. I think I can handle myself.
I know you think you do.
Well, you too. You can too, don't you?
I can too? I don't know if
I can. You think you can handle yourself?
Sometimes I think I can, but in reality, probably not. I mean, if I surprise somebody and give them a sucker punch, maybe.
I mean, no one's picking a fight with me. That's the thing.
Yeah, I can't prove myself. One of these days. Wouldn't it be terrifying if you're put in that position? Like, if you're out somewhere and all of a sudden your girlfriend is just attacked and now it's up to you?
Sexual attack or just a regular attack?
Like, attack, like mugging.
Okay.
And now it's just up to you. You gotta fucking jump. Or some guy's...
No, a mugging is different because the experts all say if you're getting mugged, just give them your shit.
Yeah, okay, wait, how about this?
It's not worth it. Like, oh, God. You know, you might have to call some credit cards and cancel.
All right. How about, let's change it up. But if it's not a mugging, but you're out somewhere, you're having dinner, and there's some guy being totally out of line, being an asshole.
His name's Mark.
Yeah, possibly. And you know, like, shit... It's coming to this to the point where I'm going to have to step in. Wouldn't that be scary? It's like, shit, like, this is not me.
I would hope that a concerned citizen
would step in. Yeah, I know. I hope someone else does it for me. But no one's standing up.
That
no one's doing anything.
Where the woman, like, she's like, no, help. And he's like, I can't. He's like, oh, it gets knocked down. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, man, I'd be really, I'm not that kind of person, you know? I've never been in a fight in my life. But at some point in your life, it might...
Fight for your life.
Yes. It might come to that point where you have to stand up and do it.
I'm a real American.
Yeah, I know. Hulk Hogan, that's me. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan Jr., that's what they call me.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking about was how sometimes you hear, like, really good-looking girls, only not in real life, but, like, in interviews on TV, and they say that... They didn't get dates in high school because the guys were too intimidated to come up to them.
Yeah.
Now, what would that...
Which is always bullshit.
Yeah, it is. Now... The fuck is this?
That's playing Real American.
A cover?
Well...
Listen here, brother. This is my new song, updated for the year 2016. I still got those 24-inch pythons. If you want to watch my sex tape, or I fuck Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, you can watch that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this bout is scheduled for one fall. I never knew what that meant when I was like, what the fuck's
either.
That guy talking about?
Hulk Hogan's coming out, doing that thing where he waves his hand around and puts it through his ear.
Yeah. Weighing in at 275 pounds, 6'7".
Big man, shit.
Oh, yeah, 6'7".
But 275 pounds?
No, I think he was 305.
Get the fuck out
of
here.
That was his wrestling list, I think. I don't know if that was his real height and weight.
Big dude.
Yeah.
It's too bad I can't walk into a room and do that ear thing.
Well, old guys do.
Yeah, no, it's like, no one's gonna laugh because I think people are out of that age range where they know what that is. You just look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, thanks for cutting me off, though. Mm-hmm. But that whole thing that I have to repeat myself for...
Go ahead.
...was, you know, how women say...
Go on. All right, go on.
Your hand is still on the mouse. Okay?
I'm petting it. Leave me alone.
But I see your hand inching towards it.
Go! I'm not going to do it
okay,
again.
Okay, you better not. So women... women say that gut...
All right, go on.
This fucking joke's over, dude, okay?
All right.
Whatever, we're done. Fuck it. Fuck it. You ruined it, okay? I had a point I was going towards.
Just say it.
Women give that bullshit thing where... guys are too intimidated
to
come up to them.
Probably.
Okay. Two vaginas. They're playing fucking nonsense. So I was thinking, what would it be like, what would it sound like if the roles were reversed? If guys would say...
Ooh.
If guys said that, yeah. But what would it sound like if guys said, like, you know what? I didn't get a lot of dates in high school. Women were just too intimidated to come up to me. Don't you sound like a huge fucking dick?
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't it work the other way? No one's gonna fucking buy it. You sound like an asshole. Like, who's fucking intimidated by you? Women are scared to come up to you? If women are scared to come up to you, it's because you're a fucking creep.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about the whole, you're just jealous of me. That's why they're making... They're just jealous, all right? That's why they're goofing on me.
I hate that.
They're just jealous. And I was thinking, you know what? You know what totally deflates that idea? We want to be friends with people we're jealous of. If you're the big fucking man on campus, you're a smooth, good-looking guy, you got money, goddamn right I'm jealous of you. And guess what? I want to be your fucking buddy. Yeah. I want to hang on to
your
ass.
Behind their back, you might say shit to them, but you're not going to start goofing on them.
I know. Listen... Sorry out there, everyone who's getting fucked with. No one's jealous of you. No one. Listen, and I've been on the receiving end. I was fucked with for a good portion of my life. And let me tell you something. No one was fucking jealous of me. I had nothing to be jealous of.
Well, that case can be made for people who badmouth like Justin Bieber and stuff.
Yeah. Listen, if you have something going for you, sure, you can make that argument.
Well, what about Kimberly, our YouTube friend.
Yeah, exactly.
She has more followers than we do on YouTube, or more subscribers.
Yeah.
We don't put out any videos, but...
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, of course. Yeah, everyone is jealous of her, because, you know, of her awesome singing talent and...
It's got like 1,000 or 2,000 subscribers now.
Yeah, yeah. But listen...
Listen, that's pretty good. You know how excited we'd be if we had 2,000 subscribers on YouTube?
Yeah, it'd be fucking awesome. But
we don't even put any videos up, and they keep subscribing.
I'm not a decent looking chick.
Well, you know what? Don't cut yourself short.
You know, I guess I'm all right. I'm an all right looking lady. Okay. You know what? Maybe we should find a girl.
We should. I've been thinking that for a while now.
Can we find a chick and just...
I don't know where this is going. Go on.
Get her involved with some YouTube videos just so we get some subscriptions?
Good idea.
I mean, would this be really funny? We just do our normal shit on video, but she's just sitting there. She doesn't say a word. She's literally window dressing. I think that'd be actually kind of funny. Just a really hot chick just sits there. If she wants to laugh, she can laugh.
Why don't we just get a hot chick and she can do a review of this week's shows like every Saturday? Like, all right, guys, this week on the Hot Show is kids. And, you know, she wears a... like a really tight Tasha Wizkid's t-shirt.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah. Do you know how many fucking subscriptions we'd get?
Mm-hmm.
Right there on the picture is just her and her fucking cleavage sticking out.
Yep.
Hell yeah, we'd get a lot of subscriptions, because guess what? Ladies of YouTube that have subscriptions, that's why. You're not interesting. You're not funny. You have nothing to fucking say. But you're kind
of
hot.
Listen, there's a lot of dudes with a lot of...
It's because they show their dick off and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like Smosh, whatever it is. There are a couple of, like, handsome dudes.
You know what? The other end of it, you got the fucking pretty boys who like to take off their shirts. So, 14-year-old girls want to subscribe.
I like taking off my shirt. I'm not a pretty boy, but...
You're not a pretty man either. Yeah. So it's not going to help.
I guess you're
no
right.
No one wants to see me with my shirt off.
I guess you're right.
I don't get shit.
I guess you're right.
Goddamn right I'm right. Right.
When you're right, you're right.
Stop saying right. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Tell a friend. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.